This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said, India and the Marshall Islands share a long history of friendly bilateral relations which have expanded over the years. Delivering a message on the occasion of an MOU signed for implementation of 4 community development projects in the Marshall Islands, Dr. Jaishankar said the islands in the Pacific are not small islands but large ocean countries. He said India considers it a responsibility to support the Pacific Islands in their quest for sustainable development. He added that climate change, natural disasters, poverty alleviation and healthcare are common challenges that India and the Marshall Islands need to address together. He stated that India is privileged to be a partner of the Pacific Islands in this regard. Mr. K.P. Sharma Oli was sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal for the 4th time. President Ram Chandra Powder today administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Oli at Sheetal Nivas, the main building of Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Ram Chandra Powder also administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed 21 ministers. The Oli-led cabinet now includes ministers from NC, UML, Janata Samajwadi Party, JSP and Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party, LSP. Prakash Man Singh of the Nepali Congress and CPN UML's Bishnu Prasad Powder have been inducted as Deputy Prime Ministers. President Powder appointed Mr. Oli to the post of Prime Minister yesterday as per Article 76(2) of the Constitution of Nepal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mr. K.P. Sharma Oli on his appointment as Prime Minister of Nepal. In his message, Mr. Modi said he looks forward to working closely to further strengthen the deep bonds of friendship between India and Nepal and to further expand the mutually beneficial bilateral cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has congratulated Arzu Rana Dioba on his appointment as the Foreign Minister of Nepal. In his message, Dr. Jaishankar said he is looking forward to working with her to enhance India and Nepal's multifaceted partnership. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rain at isolated places over Uttarakhand, East Uttar Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. Thunderstorm and lightning at isolated places are likely over Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. The Met Department has also forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied with light thunderstorm and lightning in some areas at Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi today. Talking to Akashvani News, Senior Scientist IMD Shoma Sen Roy said, parts of Konkan and Goa, Maharashtra, Gujarat, coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka and Kerala are likely to receive very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in the next 4 to 5 days. Torrential rains lashed parts of south Gujarat, especially Surat, Bharuj and Narmada districts today. Omarpada in Surat recorded the highest of around 10 inches of rainfall in the last 2 hours. Garudeshwar, Tikarwada, Natrang regions also witnessed heavy rain since morning. Meanwhile, Delhi received rainfall this morning, which brought respite from heat and humidity. The national capital is likely to have a partly cloudy sky today, with possibility of light rain or thunderstorm. Maximum temperature in Delhi is expected to be around 36, while minimum was around 31 degrees Celsius. Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to chief ministers of Assam, Gujarat and Uttar Pradesh and took stock of the flood situation in the states. Mr. Shah inquired about the increased water level in these states. The minister assured them to provide all possible assistance from the center. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty started the first session of the week in green and continue to trade firm in today's afternoon trade. The BSE Sensex gained 277 points and was trading at 80,803, while NSE Nifty also rose by 112 points, trading at 24,613 when reports last came in. Argentina won their second straight Copa America championship after beating Colombia 1-0 earlier this morning at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. Lautaro Martinez scored the winning goal for the defending champions in the second half of extra time after a brilliant one-touch through ball by Argentinian attacking midfielder Giovanni Lo Celso. Argentina won the tournament for the record 16th time. Martinez won the 2024 Copa America Golden Boot, awarded for the tournament's top goal scorer. And that is the end of this news bulletin.